Hello, and welcome to the Chengdu Gaming Federation podcast. My name is Austin, and I'm joined here with Charlie.
What's up? Hello.
And since the Steam sale is currently going on right now, we just wanted to take some time to talk about the
miracles. Yeah. We want to talk about miracles today.
Miracles.
Yes. As far as the gaming industry goes, this is a miraculous event. This is a spiritual enterprise.
Spiritual? This is what we pray for all year long.
This is the ground zero for game industry memes every year.
And there's a lot of those out there.
Yes, so many of those. This is a legendary event. I mean, it's kind of made to be a fun, ridiculous event, as characterized by so many memes, one of which we just watched, which was a Star Wars Rogue One meme. There are new memes like that for the summer sale every year. It is such an anticipated event, and it's kind of such a big cultural event in the gaming industry.
I mean, I have to say, this is maybe the first year where I kind of feel like the Steam sale is, I don't know, kind of extended beyond just like, it feels like a normal part of, I mean, it felt really special before, and now it just seems like it's gotten to be like normal and anticipated by like people even who aren't very big gamers or anything.
Yeah, so for anybody who's unfamiliar, Steam is the PC game distribution platform, which came out in 2003, so it's almost 15 years old. It commands about 80% of the PC game market. I'm surprised it's only 80%. I'm surprised it's not like 98%. But every year, there are a couple different sales, the biggest one of which is the Steam Summer Sale, and that's the one that we're kind of right in the middle of right now. That started on June 22nd, I think. And today, I think, is July 1st or 2nd. Today's July 2nd. So there are a couple more days of the sale left. And as with every year, there are thousands of games which are discounted, many of which are deeply
discounted, like by 80%+ sometimes.
Yeah. So many games discounted, it's impossible to list them. It would be pretty much impossible to list them. That would be a list that would go on for hundreds of pages.
Yeah. So one cool side note is last year we had the what looks like to be a one-time event with the Chinese New Year sale, and that was cool.
Yeah. There's cool. A lot of sales. So if you are not participating in the Steam Summer Sale for whatever reason, there are a couple more this year. I think there's a fall. There's a Thanksgiving sale. There's a Christmas sale. The Chinese New Year sale maybe won't happen again. I don't know, because we went last year without it, right?
I think last year.
We went this year without it.
This year without it, yeah. Something like that. But that one was cool. You had that like whole choose your own adventure thing going on to like discover games in your queue or whatever. I don't know if you saw that. But
yeah, they've changed the way that the Steam sale works a couple of times. I think about 2 years ago, they stopped the flash deals,
which we were both kind of concerned about until we got into the sale. And
well, it used to be that the Steam sale was like an activity that you
check in on.
Yeah,
constantly.
So you're right. So you're constantly watching it and seeing like which games are going to be on sale today or what's going to be available. And you never really knew. So there was always kind of an unpredictable aspect to it. And, you know, a lot of people would create a big wish list before the Steam sale goes online. And then they would be waiting for, you know, a set of games or one game or whatever to be deeply discounted. And you would never know if or when it would be at its deepest discount until the sale was completely over.
Yeah.
And it was only until 2 years ago, 2015, that the Steam sale changed that. And now the way the Valve runs it is for the duration of the sale, there's just one price for every product in the Steam collection. And so
some games
Player Unknown Battlegrounds,
yeah,
which is like the hottest game.
It might have been on sale before too.
No, it was never on sale. I think the developers have made a point about never putting it on sale, just like Factorio, same deal.
Factorio is cheap though. It's like $10 or something, right? Like 68 kwai.
Yeah, I think it's like 68 kwai. But Player Underground Battlegrounds, same deal. It's like 100 something kwai. It's not that expensive.
Yeah.
But also, you know, one thing to keep in mind is we're talking about the China store. So the Steam sale here, these deeply discounted prices are on top of the price, which we already have because we're in the Steam China store. So for anyone listening to this, basically, if you switch your Steam account to China, which you can only do if you live in China.
Reap the savings!
Yeah, you're getting pretty much 50% off automatically, sometimes more than 50%. And then that is an additional discount on top of whatever is in the Steam discount for the summer sale. So the prices are super, super cheap. I mean, they're cheap even if you're not in China.
I mean, I kept going, especially with the new format, I kept going back and back and back just thinking, I'll just buy a couple more because it's only like, well, this one is already discounted. And then in the sale, I mean, I'm paying like 5 kwai for something, which is only like less than $1, you know? So
right.
I'm just like, I find myself spending insane amounts of money.
Yes.
Convincing myself that I'm saving money.
That's exactly the psychology.
Buying games that I never play.
That's precisely the psychology of the Steam sale. And it is really, really fascinating. That's why there are so many memes about people going broke during the Steam sale. Like the Fry from Futurama suspicious face.
Shut up and take my money
is another one. But the one where he's got the suspicious face where he can't figure out if... And he's like, can't figure out if my bank account was hacked or if there's a Steam summer sale. So it's... famous for bleeding people's wallets. And it has certainly done that to me this year and pretty much every year in the past.
What do you think? Now, you know, this is the first year that I've actively kept myself away from the Steam Sword. And I've done so by continuing to play Legend of Zelda.
You know, it's ironic, though, because it seems like you make regular purchases when there is no sale. And then the sale comes and you're like, no more.
Well, but you know that, like, I want to beat Legend of Zelda, and I still have hundreds of games I haven't even installed once. So
totally, sure.
I'm trying to practice some discipline. I know what's going to happen, but I have spent huge amounts of money. What do you think is the most you ever spent on a Steam sale?
That's a great question. I think it's a couple hundred dollars.
Yeah, I think I spent maybe like $3,000 to $4,000. No. RMB for sure. RMB, which is like what? Maybe like $300 or more?
3,000 RMB? No, that's like $400.
Okay. So that's why I'm broke.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
But hey, it's not uncommon. You know, people spend a lot of money at the Steam sale. And also consider what you get for that. You know, I mean, if you buy a Nintendo Switch, that is $300. And then all the games are $60 a piece. And there are not that many games which you'd want to buy at this point. But if there were, then 5 games is $300.
It's nuts.
If you spend $300
on... Think if you spend 300 RMB, not even dollars.
How many games could you get on Steam for $300?
In the China store? In a sale?
Like 50.
Yeah, like maybe over, more than 50.
Yeah. I mean, if you bought the most expensive games you could possibly get, maybe like 15 games.
Yeah.
But if you're not trying to do that, then dozens and dozens and dozens.
Yeah.
This year, I have bought probably something like 40 games, maybe more than that.
That's a lot. That's an okay number. Looking at your Steam library, I've seen quite a few games that I didn't recognize from before. So
yeah, well, I'm guessing that this is going to be just like every Steam sale where there's a lot of games which I will play just for a few minutes or maybe ones which I won't play for potentially years.
Yeah, I'm still...
But that's just how it goes. I mean, I recently played and finished Sleeping Dogs, which I loved. I bought that in a summer sale. Like 2 years ago,
So that's how it works.
That's how it works.
And you get to it 2 years later in the next summer sale, you play the games from. That's the cycle, right?
I guess so. I guess maybe that's the cycle. Yeah, I'm not really sure. There's there's a lack of forethought and planning when it comes to the Steam sale. It's just like, oh, that's available. It's deeply
spontaneity,
discounted.
And it's
Let me just buy that. Like, it'll come in handy at some point.
Yeah, I'll get to that. After I finish the games from 2 years ago.
Right. Also, another thing about this particular Steam sale is a lot of the games which I bought have been purchased specifically in mind for the GPD Win, which is the handheld PC which I got recently. And so it pretty much works best with indie or retro games. And so a lot of those are really cheap. And so some
of those... You were just like, I'll throw down. This will be great for my new little toy.
Exactly.
Which I mean, between buying games for that in the sale and getting, I mean, that way better value for your money than the Switch, I think.
Totally, totally.
I mean, yeah. It's like, holy shit, with like the games that you can get on Steam in the sale.
Yes.
And with the price of that thing, and that thing has, a great battery life. It feels pretty solid in your hands. Really cool just messing around with Jet Set Radio on it just now, so...
I'm going to record another podcast about the GPD win specifically and go into those details. But in my head, I mean, I kind of went through a protracted process of thinking about the Switch versus the GPD win specifically, because I know that you're playing Zelda and I know the game's amazing and I would like to play the game too. So
but you got to wait for me to do that.
Well, I was kind of thinking like, you know, which one
makes
more sense.
I'll just buy the Switch so I can get to it. Austin's taking too long.
No, I mean, you know, I know it's a great game, but I'm not like, you know, dying to play it at this particular moment. I'm sure I'll enjoy it like whenever I get around to it.
When you play, it's going to blow you away.
Yeah, no, but the reason why I chose the GPD win is purely because of Steam, essentially.
Yeah.
And also just the availability and compatibility and the price of these things. I have, just like you, I have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of games in my Steam library.
I'm sure you probably do the same thing I do, which is you're looking through and you're like, what? Oh, I have that?
I don't even know what that is. Yeah. This is one thing that's really unique about Steam. So I think one of the big reasons why the Steam sale, you know, makes sense as a purchase, you know, why people spend hundreds of dollars buying dozens of games which they may or may not play. I think that one of the big reasons why is because Steam as a platform is persistent. So years from now, I will have a PC and it will run Windows and I will be able to download and install these games.
Yeah.
You can't really say the same thing for Xbox or for PlayStation.
I don't
want to
buy
Switch.
Anything for any of my Nintendo consoles. I mean, I bought a couple games on the Wii, not even the Wii U.
Right.
And I can't access those games anymore.
Exactly. So let's say even if you buy... I'm playing Link to the Past right now on the GPD Win, which is an old 25-year-old Zelda game.
Which I could have bought on my Wii, and I couldn't play it right now.
Exactly, exactly. So let's say you purchase it on a Wii U or a Wii or anything, your 3DS or whatever. If you move on to another platform, you got to rebuy it again. And PC doesn't have any of those kind of problems.
I already have two cartridges of it at my parents' house. I don't feel like going out and buying... One of them was, I think, my babysitters or something. That's why, anyways, you know, like.
Yeah, stuff which I bought years ago, I can still install and play now, and there's no kind of compatibility issues at all. And this is such a big advantage for Steam and for the PC platform when it comes to comparing it to consoles.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Also, a lot of these games scale very well. So, in the case of Sleeping Dogs, for example, I think it came out 4 years ago or something, a long time ago, like a number of years ago. But even now, you can turn up all the graphics settings to maximum and it looks great. Yeah. You know, yeah, the games tend to scale pretty well. So there is a unique feeling of value, I feel, with PC and with Steam.
I mean, occasionally there are things that one issue that I have, I mean, I buy so much in the Steam sale sometimes that I don't even install some of the games. And very rarely, but occasionally, I've run into problems with like older games having compatibility issues and me being like a year like ago that I bought the game or something.
We've mentioned that in the gaming group. Yeah, I had that problem with Rome Total War.
Oh.
Which is like a really old strategy game.
Yeah.
I couldn't install that. I think that was the only game in my Steam library which I've had that particular issue with.
Now, there are some games I had that issue with... KOTOR 2, I believe, but I've heard that they've since fixed that with the
that's
new
one. Yeah, yeah. I've never played Windows. KOTOR. That's another one that's like GPD win. That's on my list.
Family sharing, bro. I got you.
Oh, I bought it already.
All right. You
come
got
on,
it.
Man. Yeah, I bought like the whole...
I bought the Star Wars Humble Bundle.
Those two, KOTOR, Knights of the Old Republic, and the sequel are two...
You should get Battle Banana.
Battlefront 2?
There we go.
Got that.
Cool.
But anyway, Knights of the Old Republic and the sequel, Knights of the Old Republic 2, are two of the
you haven't played
most loved
either of
RPGs.
Them?
Yeah, they're BioWare games.
They're like, I don't know. I mean, like, I personally like KOTOR more than Mass Effect 1.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love Mass Effect 1.
I mean, KOTOR, like the universe and the setting and the story are just like so good, dude.
Fantastic.
And like, and being able to like craft your own character within it, like you could be like a, you know, a Sith Lord or like a Jedi or like whatever, you know, like more like of a Han Solo type, you know, shooting blasters and stuff. Really fun.
Nice.
So
yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
I mean, who doesn't like the Star Wars universe? If anybody doesn't like it, I'll hunt him down.
That's a good question. I don't know. I feel like Star Wars is pretty widely loved, especially
universally
now,
loved with
especially
the new
now
reboot.
That yeah. Yeah, that they've successfully staged a reboot.
Yeah,
it's gone here's, very well.
I'm excited with the new
Battlefront 2. Yeah,
why
no,
am
it looks
I struggling
really
with that name? I'm just like
Battlefront 2. It looks really good. Actually, I think that we are witnessing something pretty interesting, which is that Electronic Arts is kind of earning back a lot of the credit, which it had squandered, essentially.
I'm sorry, what? Mass Effect, Andromeda, Battlefront 1.
Yeah, no, Battlefront 1 was not good. And Mass
now
Effect
we've got
Andromeda
Battlefield,
was really
Battlefield
bad.
Battlefield 1, which is supposedly doing well.
Well,
and,
with Battlefield
and 2,
like, fixed, it kind of fixed all the problems. You know, it's, well, I mean, theoretically, it's not out yet, so we don't know. But
Battlefront 2, not Battlefield
2. Battlefront 2. No one said Battlefield.
You said Battlefield 2. We'll go back and check later. All right.
Battlefront 2 is a highly anticipated Star Wars game. It's a sequel to Battlefront 1, obviously, which came out. And Battlefront 1 was lacking content. It only had a few maps, and it was criticized for costing
too
much.
Lack of content.
Yeah, not having enough content. And so the sequel has a full story mode and is evidently including all the stuff that it was missing. But anyway, that game is not really
dude,
a part
related
of the Steam
to
sale.
Steam. Yeah. Yeah, that's especially with EA's pivot away from Steam.
I'll go, since you haven't purchased anything in this Steam sale, how about I just go through a quick list of some of the games which I have gotten?
Absolutely. And I'd like to ask you, you know, a few questions about what you've picked up and what you've played. So let's hear it.
Yeah. So some of the biggest discounted ones, I have, there just dozens and dozens of blog posts which are recommending games in the Steam sale, right? Like these are the most deeply discounted, you know, popular games to purchase right now. Shadow of Mordor is one of those. That's 80% off.
But that you already have that. Oh, you don't have that. You didn't have that for Steam. You had played it on console before, right?
Right. No, I just bought it. I had it on PlayStation 4. This is a perfect example. So I
how much was it?
$4. It's $4 on Steam.
Dude.
Oh, that's in the US store.
So it's like
$2.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I bought Shadow of Mordor for the second time. I bought it on PlayStation 4 on the PlayStation Network on PSN, so I downloaded it.
Full price.
Full price. Bought it there and then played it on PlayStation. And then after a couple years, whoops, I don't have a PlayStation.
Yeah.
So it's like, gotta buy it again. And this
totally
is like, this
worth
is,
$2,
this,
dude.
Yeah, yeah. No, this is like why I'm really like turned off by consoles in general. I'm just like, I'm really, really wary of making those purchases because I know that after a couple of years,
you might want to play that game again.
And I'm not going to have like, you know, PlayStation 2 or whatever it is that I purchased it on.
Yeah.
So
man.
Anyway, Shadow of Mordor is a great game. Both of us finished it. We really loved it. Dishonored 2. I haven't played the original, but.
Whoa. Dishonored 2 is on sale in the Steam sale for how much?
50% off. It's $10 in China.
In RMB, it's 68.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe I'm going to buy something in the Steam sale.
Yeah, so Hollow Knight, Abzu, Transistor.
Hollow Knight? How much is that?
40% off.
Oh my God.
So there's a Darkest Dungeon, Fallout New Vegas. A lot of these games are like really cheap. Wolfenstein New Order. This is a really good one, actually. So two of the most talked about ones are Shadow of Mordor because it's so cheap and it's so good, and because there's a sequel, which was
the sequel,
coming
Shadow
out
of
soon.
War,
yeah.
Coming out end of this year, I think.
Looks fantastic.
Looks amazing. I mean, some of everything I've seen of that game so far, there's a lot of good gameplay videos.
That looks like one of the best games of the year. That is like my
most anticipated
game of the year, yeah. Wolfenstein New Order, that is on deep discount right now, and that also has a sequel, which was just
recently played through that, correct?
That game is so damn good, man.
Yeah, I will play through it when I get a better computer.
Really, really, really good. So I'm sure you will love that game.
Yeah, you know what type of games I like. We vibe the same level.
Great games. You like great games.
Yeah.
Stick of Truth is on sale. That game's fantastic too. There's a sequel coming for
that. How much is that?
It is $7 in the States, so it's probably like
I played the beginning of the game. I have a cracked version of it that someone gave to me, but I feel like it's a good game, and if I'm going to play through it, I feel like I should go ahead and buy it at that price.
Yeah, the really good game. It's, I mean,
it feels like you're playing an episode of the
feels club. Like you yeah. are playing the show. Yeah. Like it's the most well done TV to game adaptation I've ever seen, no question.
Yeah.
Nothing else like even comes close. Doom is also on sale. That's a game that a lot of people have been talking about.
Did you beat that yet?
No, it's a really long game. But I did
long
just
for you, right?
Well,
not long for Robert.
I'm at like
what
11
did he say,
hours.
Like 6.5 hours. He
yeah,
did
that's. I don't know how he possibly did that so quickly. I'm at 11 hours and I'm still not done.
Yeah, but you do remember you spent that time when you were showing it to me, just jumping up and down, being like, I have to get through this door and I can't find this key card. And you were just like going
it's
in circles.
It's a challenging game yeah. for me. Like maybe I'm just not good at this game.
You're
but,
bad at you're bad at reading maps, maybe. I don't know.
Well, I just defeated a really big boss and it was so much fun.
Yeah.
It's just a really, really great game. Super fast paced, ultra gory, very violent.
That's right up my alley. Visceral. I love that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I would say, you know, Wolfenstein is more varied. And more interesting in some ways. You know,
but it's also
more diverse.
It's also like more of a narrative, right?
Much, much more of a narrative. Yeah. Although the story in Doom is, yeah, I don't know. It's not. It's basically the intersection of like.
I mean, it ain't no
satanic,
Half-Life 2.
It's like satanic demons and space, and it's like those two things together. So, anyway, but. On the list of things which I've purchased, I'll just go through this list real quick. You can ask any questions or mention anything. Massive Chalice, Aquaria.
Have you played that one yet? I bought it in like a sale 2 summers ago and recently started messing around with it.
Massive Chalice?
Yeah. It's like a Double Fine game, the like kind of XCOM type one with it's, like the family lineage stuff that
you
have to
you
win.
Know, I kind of prefer it to XCOM.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't got deep into it, but there's some cool aspects of it that...
I feel
so
like there's
far,
a
really
there's a
good.
Whole bunch of cruft in XCOM, which I'm not a big fan of.
Cruft?
Yeah. Like unnecessary, you know,
bullshit.
Parts of the game.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, just like things I don't care about, you know. The combat is great.
Like long load screens.
just like all these other parts to the game, you know?
And you feel like Massive Chalice is direct and to the point. And
I also the lineage part is pretty cool.
The lineage part's really interesting.
Yeah, it's yeah. also just a smaller, quicker game. I yeah. find XCOM to be like really kind of big,
lengthy,
and
it yeah. has this huge level of depth to it. Some of which is, I agree, a little bit unnecessary.
Massive Chalice though, really cool. I also find it really funny that it's about literally a massive chalice which
yeah.
talks.
Yeah,
and so it's got
pretty
a kind
weird.
Of a humorous element, which is nice. Sanctuary RPG. Have you seen that? It's like a text-based RPG game.
Oh, I was thinking of something else. No, I love text-based stuff, though. It's like, I mean, we talking like Zork here?
Yes. It's like 5 RMB. It's super cheap. It's very well-reviewed. Mark Echoes Getting Up. This is kind of like...
It's kind of like a Grand Theft Auto type fucking
no.
meets...
No. It's kind of like a Jet Set Radio.
Yeah, there's like you got the tagging and stuff, but you yes. have this like big open. Is it open world or no? There's like stealth elements to it too, right?
That's a good question. I'm not sure if it's open world.
Have you
or
played
not,
it yet?
No, I haven't.
I would
gonna,
like to
I'm
check
gonna
that out.
I'm going to play it in 2019.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yearwalk, have you ever played that? Award winning game?
I'm sorry. Airwalk?
Yearwalk.
Yearwalk, where yeah. you're walking along the years. Just,
I haven't played it, but.
What is that one?
It's a award-winning puzzle game, I think.
Well, you do like puzzle games.
Yeah,
but
so,
I mean, we talking like Braid level of puzzles?
No, I don't think it's like Braid.
We'll see.
So there's a long list of other ones. Valiant Hearts, Life is Strange, Sid Meier's Pirates, Mega Man Collection, Transistor, Ronin, 20XX, TIS 100, which is the hacking game, Hyper Light Drifter, which I heard is fun but very difficult. Detention, which is based in Taiwan, which looks cool. Virginia.
Detention. Wait, what's detention? Are you a student
yes.
trapped after school?
No. It's a black and white kind of moody looking limbo-ish type game, which takes place in Taiwan.
Hmm.
So that, Axiom Verge.
You got Axiom Verge.
Yeah.
I'll wait 2 years and then we can talk about that.
Really looking forward to playing that. I'm glad that it has a cloud save and that... will be a great game to play on the GPD win.
Yeah, also. You can play on the GPD, and then when you get home, pick up on the projector or whatever. Yeah.
So I think I'm done with this Steam sale as far as games I've bought. Oh, the biggest expense of the Steam sale for me so far has been Resident Evil 7.
Oh, you got 7.
Yeah.
And have you played it yet?
I have.
And is it terrifying? Does it feel like a throwback to the roots? I mean, you've got a single house that you're going to,
it
right?
It really does feel like a throwback to the roots. Yes, it That's is totally cool. A throwback to the roots. The one thing that does not feel like a throwback is that it's first person.
Yeah.
So that is very different, but it feels... I'm used... My favorite entry in the series is 4, right?
Yeah.
And so in 4, you are Leon, and you're in this Spanish village, which has been overtaken by zombies. And so... You're kind of just shooting down, you know, hundreds of zombies. There's zombies like everywhere. And Resident Evil 7 is not like that at all.
I mean, for me, what I've played of the series, the remake of 1, the second one, and 4, I think, are the top entries in the series. And after 4, the series got a little bit repetitive. It just, you know, started to follow the formula that was in 4, but I don't think did it as well as 4 did. 4, like, just did that perfectly, and it holds up even today.
Well, I disagree a little bit, because I think after 4, it changed from a horror game into an action game.
Yeah, I mean, it took the, like, action elements that they introduced in 4 and focused on that. And I think the series needed to get back to its roots and focus on the horror more.
Yeah.
So, like, I think it's good that it's doing... I mean, 4 did the whole action and horror thing together better than any of the other entries in the series.
Yeah.
And I think that they needed to step away from that. So, that's cool to hear. How much did it cost you in sale?
I think it was 120 kwai, which I think is like $20.
$20. Yeah, yeah, that's cool. That's totally worth it. Considering that's like, what, maybe... 3 months old? 2 months?
That sounds about right. That sounds about right. About 3 months old. It's a pretty new game.
So $20 for like a big, you know, major publisher like Capcom to get a new game like that, you know, from a company like that is awesome deal.
Yeah, I mean, Resident Evil 4 is like definitely my top 10 games of all time. So, I mean, for this to be considered to be one of the best Resident Evil games after that, makes it, you know, like, okay, this is the Steam sale. Yeah, logic's out the window. Yeah. You know, it's just like, shut up and take my money.
Yeah.
So I have been enjoying it.
Cool, cool.
Really, really scary.
Yeah. Well, you know, have you ever seen me play a horror game?
I don't think so, but I feel like I know what that might be like.
Yeah, I mean, you've heard me scream before.
Even in games that are not scary at all.
Yeah. I mean, you've heard me scream about really ridiculous stuff. I think I might have mentioned before, maybe in the group, maybe in conversation with you, but when Ava and I were living together, she would be like, hey, you should play that game. What was that? Outlast? You should play Outlast, Austin. Be like, why do you want me to play that? You know what happens when I play it. She's like, just play it. Put it on. My friends are coming over. I think it'll be fun to watch you. I'm like, don't do this to me. She's like, here. She'll just open a beer. Go ahead. Just relax. Play the game.
And it's like
within 5 minutes, dude, I'm just like, like I have to pause the game. I'm like sitting there rocking like in my chair, just like, I can't play anymore. I can't do this.
That is a really good one. You know, one thing that Outlast and Resident Evil 7 have in common, and I feel that 4 had this too, but to a lesser degree, is the feeling of vulnerability.
Yeah.
In Outlast, you just have the flashlight. You don't have any kind of weapon which you can defend yourself with. So you're kind of like running and avoiding things for most of the game.
I mean, 4, you would get to this point where it would just be like you'd be overwhelmed, and you knew death. There was no avoiding it, that you couldn't, like, especially in the mercenaries mode. If you played that, you know, you'd be like, fuck, like, this is it. You know, I'm cornered, and you hear the chainsaw guy coming for you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like, in Resident Evil 7, same with like,
I'll say like in 7, you, without spoiling too much about it, it's about a family, right?
Yeah, I know.
And so, yeah, so the family includes some people who kind of can't be killed under normal circumstances.
Yeah.
So you're being pursued, and you know that there's nothing you can do. Like,
you're not
going
to be able to.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to, like, shoot them dead or anything like that.
But you can shoot them, right?
You can shoot them.
But just not dead.
Right.
Yeah, I think I saw a Donkey video about that.
Nice. I should look into that.
Yeah, Donkey's sense of humor is spot on. At least for me, it is. That's my kind of humor.
Right. So what else about the Steam sale should we say? So you're not going to purchase anything at all?
I mean, to be honest, after having this conversation, I'm second guessing that. There's a couple things I might go and get. I mean, all this talk about Resident Evil, I might go get 4.
You might as well just for later.
I might go get 4. Resident Evil 4. And I might get Hollow Knight, and I might get...
I think you might be better off considering emulating Resident Evil 4 over running the PC version.
You think?
I think so. I don't think that the... I have the Steam version.
Have you played the Steam version?
Yes, I have.
And?
And it's good, but I don't know that it's better than just emulating it.
I mean, I could emulate the Wii one, right?
You can emulate the Wii
Remote and use the Wiimote to like...
That's true. You can do that. But I
you prefer the GameCube, you think?
I might prefer the GameCube one, yes. Because
over the PS2 one?
Certainly over the PS2 one, yeah.
Which one was the original, PS2 or GameCube? Came out like a year later with extra weapons and stuff, right?
I think you're right. I think it came out on PS2 first.
Yeah.
And then it came out on GameCube.
And then it came out on Wii.
And then it came out on PC.
Obviously.
Right.
No, like first it came out on PC, and then it came out on Wii, and then it came out on GameCube, because that's how things work, right? Backwards?
No, I think it came out on PlayStation 2.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Like,
but anyway, the best way to emulate it, if you're going to do that, is probably
the Dolphin.
The Wii one might work too, but yes, Dolphin. Use Dolphin to emulate the GameCube.
But then
the
I'm going to have to like go out and like download texture packs and like configure the emulator. Well, I have the emulator.
Well, you have to do the same thing with the PC version. So if you run the Steam version, it doesn't look as good as like the texture packed Dolphin version.
Really?
Yeah. So, but there are mods for the PC one.
But I mean,
too.
The PC one looks good straight off the bat, doesn't it? Like better than the GameCube one, I imagine.
That's a good question. I'm really not sure.
Whatever. Let's not go,
but
go
any,
off.
In any case, you could not buy it on Steam and be fine, I think.
All right. So, anyways, I mean, my point
Hollow Knight,
is
Hollow Knight,
Hollow
for example,
Knight,
you have
Hollow
no
Knight,
option.
No
like,
option.
Yeah, Steam or nothing.
I think there were a couple of, I mean, the problem is once I like buy one, I know I'm going to like add a couple others to the shopping cart.
Yeah.
Ooh, I kind of want Rain World too. And I'm just, we'll see. I mean, how much longer is the Steam sale? It's like a few more days, right?
It's a few more days. Yeah. I think we should get this podcast out as soon as possible so that it can be released before the Steam sale is over.
Yeah. And I might pick up Rain World. I might pick up that other one I just mentioned.
Hollow Knight?
Hollow Knight. Hollow Knight looks beautiful. Maybe a few others. I've tried avoiding it, but once I buy one, you know, that's going to snowball into thousands of RMB.
You know, what's ironic and funny is that over this week, I've bought so many games and most of them I haven't played yet, but one game, which I got at a previous Steam sale, I think 2 years ago.
You started playing this week.
I'm starting
going
now.
Back. Yeah.
This week I've started
and
playing.
And what game
a
is that?
This War of Mine.
Oh, yeah. You mentioned that you were playing it recently.
Yeah.
I've played that game a lot. I've never been able race to finish you.
I noticed. You played it for 20 hours.
Race
you
to
it
finish you.
Race. Let's
game on.
Handshake.
Game on.
Yeah. Game
this
on.
Another FTL.
Although we did this with Darkest Dungeon and you abandoned that.
Well, did you beat Darkest Dungeon yet?
No, but I'm not
all right.
far off.
All right.
Oh, yeah. It's still on. It's still on. But
I beat you at FTL. So
you did.
We'll see.
That was like a neck and neck race, though.
Yeah, that was pretty intense. That was a lot of fun. We'll see if we can recreate that.
This War of Mine, though, I'd really love to beat it because I got a friend who beat it. And I can get about to day 6. And that is when I'm at the point where I'm like, all right, this is fucked.
Oh, it's hard when you get to like day like 20 plus.
Yeah. I haven't gotten that far. Like, it's something. I always have like one person die. You know, in some stupid circumstance.
That's okay. That's going to happen.
Like, I'm scavenging at night with one guy, and, like, I accidentally run into a room without, like, peeping through the door hole first, and he just gets, like, shot and killed right there, and I'm like, well, this is fucked.
Yeah, you're like you, son of a bitch.
Things
like,
can quickly go bad.
Like, it happens really fast, where you're like, I think I can do this, and then, like, it doesn't work out like you planned at all, and everything's, like, now all the people back at the house are, like, upset because this guy hasn't come back, he's dead, and you're just like,
yes.
ah!
Yes. Man, I was scavenging with this one guy, and I was detected while I was scavenging. And there was a guy with a shotgun.
And he just walked in.
No. I had a fist fight with this guy with a shotgun. And I won and got the shotgun and shot and killed the guy. And then another guy came in and shot you from behind. No, and I shot and killed him too. And I'm like, miraculous. I'm like, this is incredible. Now I got a shotgun. I got ammo for the shotgun.
And now the guy's got, like, sad because he killed two people.
Yeah, exactly. And then I go back. And he's all distraught. And I'm like, fucking get it together, dude. Yeah. He's just like, you should be grateful.
Yeah, that was amazing. You just killed two people. You're alive. You brought back everything. Against, be happy. And he's like, I can't believe I did it.
Yeah, exactly. He's like crying in bed.
Yeah.
It's a hard game.
All right. Anything else you want to talk about? We pretty much discussed what we're playing right now. You know,
yeah, I'm just playing Zelda, right?
Yeah, only on Zelda. That's it. I mean, I played Mortal Kombat for two matches today.
Yeah.
That's, you know, yeah. So Zelda, you're touching on this War of Mine and stuff. So
yeah, I've been playing Zelda Link to the Past on the GPD.
Yeah.
And I've been playing this War of Mine and Resident Evil 7 on PC. And that's about it.
Cool. Well, thank you for listening to the podcast. You can check us out on Stitcher and iTunes. If you like what we do, please give us a good rating. And if you have any valuable feedback to share with us, you can tweet at us at our Twitter at Chengdu Gaming.
And we also have a website, chengdugaming.com. And we'll catch you next time.
Over and out.
For a miracle.